ladies and gentlemen, Friday mornings gives us a chance to wrap with Mike Schultz, who joins us here when he isn't in a dark room watching movies.
The popcorn smell is actually kind of reassuring right now. Yeah,
probably a nice warm blanket.
Yeah. Well, I also used to be an usher at a movie theater.
You don't take a blanket to the theater.
I don't. There are days I should. Nice little pillow and a fifth of vodka.
Is that how this whole thing got started with you watching movies as an usher?
Actually, to be honest, I started writing movie reviews for my hometown newspaper when I was 10. They had this little pull-out section of the paper every Thursday that was like a kid's section, with crossword puzzles and stuff. And a friend and I, this was right when Siskel and Ebert were kind of going crazy on PBS, and we were like, we could do that. We're 10. Yeah, we've got opinions. And so
you had your old Alexa show too.
We didn't. We just had the newspaper thing. But yeah, so we called them up or wrote a letter or something and said we'd like to do Siskel and Ebert style reviews for your little kid section. Uh-huh. They said go for it. So we did that for about 2 years.
And Mikey's little friend was little Richie Roper,
right? Yeah, good kid.
Whatever happened to your buddy?
He passed away, to be honest.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
oh,
when he was about 17. So
was the first movie you reviewed? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was Hero at Large with John Ritter and Ann Archer. He played, it was much like Kick-Ass, actually. Uh-huh. He played just an ordinary guy who wound up stopping a burglary or a mugging or something, and then he put on a costume
and then
became a superhero. Yeah.
I think I kind of
It was like
that.
From 79, maybe? 79 okay. or 80. But yeah, and then he falls in love with Ann Archer, and it wasn't very good, but that was the beginning of... The beginning of my end.
That's how it started.
That's how it all started.
That's your origin story.
That's right.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
Let's talk about date movie.
Yeah, date night.
Okay, date night.
Here's my guess. You said he texted you. Mm-hmm. My guess is that you were going to go see this, but you wanted to know if you should.
I was thinking about having a date night. And I think Mike picked up on that, so that I could use my time and money.
Yes.
Getting to go to the movies anymore, it's a big damn production. So I'll make sure I'm not going to see a turd.
Do you have to arrange for sitters like really early these days?
Oh,
yeah,
I
would imagine.
That's the thing. And not only are you paying for the popcorn and a movie ticket, you got to, these teenagers want to get paid for spending time with your kid.
Mm.
I think, frankly, they should pay me.
The treat should be enough.
That's what I They don't see it that way.
So then what did you tell him?
I told him it's not bad. It's not a bad movie.
And you did see
We heard those previews last week, and they were kind of abysmal. They were
really
bad news.
Powerfully unfunny previews.
Yeah, bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie is actually fine. It's exactly what you think it's going to be, but for all the weak jokes, I mean, every once in a while, Steve Carell and Tina Fey do things that you're positive they just kind of made up on the spot, and they just kept it in the movie.
It works. Basically, they did the movie where they did everything in the script, but then they would do an improv, like every scene. Mm-hmm. They would do some sort of improv with it, and they ended up using basically 90% of the improvs.
Which would make sense. When you got those people, they're just naturally they're going to be funnier than any screenwriter, generally.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the screenwriter wasn't all that thrilled.
Maybe
that.
Not.
You get paid the same, I think.
Yeah, yeah. The end credits, though, they do outtakes, and they show like seven different versions the way they would do on DVDs, seven versions of the same scene, and they're all one's funnier than the next. It's like, how do you pick?
Yeah.
So, yeah, good stuff.
Okay.
Really good people. Kristen Wiig is in it, and Mark Ruffalo, and James Franco, and Mila Kunis, and Mark Wahlberg's really funny. It was a pretty good damn time.
All right,
I gotta say,
date night worth seeing.
Date night worth seeing for sure.
And
then I saw Letters to God,
which.
Again,
walk us through this.
Did it rip your heart out?
This is the one about an 8-year-old boy who's dying of cancer, and through his struggles with cancer, he makes the life of an alcoholic mailman just a little bit better. The alcoholic mailman and his mom, who's widowed, fall in love and blah de blah. Incredibly sincere.
Yeah,
it's a very Christian entertainment. I mean, they say things like, "I'm just going to do what Jesus would do." Without any irony at all.
Right.
So you know right away if this is going to be the movie for you or if this is something, But they mean it. You kind of forget what honest sentiment is, I mean, it's so kind of tacked on into comedies and action movies where it's like, all right, here's the moment where the violins come on and we have to deal with this for 2 minutes.
Right.
But it's really sweet. I didn't cry. It didn't break me up at all. But it's kind of well done for what it is. It's got Robin Lively as the star. She was on Twin Peaks for about a year. I hadn't seen her, I don't think, in 18 years. It was like, oh, cool, Robin Lively.
Who was she on Twin Peaks?
She was the young wife of the really old mayor, actually. Southern gal.
Yes.
Very, very funny. She was great. The
guy, I was afraid it was going to be Log Lady. Whatever
might
happened
have been
to
terrifying.
Log Lady?
She's still kicking around, I think.
God bless her.
Yeah, exactly.
Still wears the patch.
Okay, so if that's your thing...
If that's
it.
Your thing, yeah, you're fine. You're fine with it. It's it's nothing I'll have to see again or will want to see again. But I was glad I went.
We've got three.
I was okay with it.
We've got three movies opening today. Let's begin with our new friend of the program, Chloe Grace Moretz's movie Kick Ass. I do have a clip from this movie. Again, it's in theaters today. This is a scene with her and Nick Cage, and as Chloe told us, he's channeling
Adam West.
Adam West.
You could do worse.
Yeah. She didn't know who Adam West was until Nick Cage told her. But here you go. It's a little something from the new movie Kick-Ass in theaters again today.
Oh, can you talk a little more about what you might want for your birthday?
Can I get a puppy?
You want to get a dog?
Yeah, a cuddly, fluffy one. And a Bratz movie star makeover, Sasha. I'm just f***ing with you, Daddy. I love a Benchmade Model 42 butterfly knife.
Oh, child. You always knock me for a loop.
Could be fun.
You know that could be fun. Despite a lack of superheroes, a teenager reinvents himself as... Or a lack of superpowers, I should say. Despite the lack of superpowers, a teenager reinvents himself as a superhero and takes on a mob boss.
Okay, is that a good idea?
Based on a graphic novel, is that correct? Another graphic novel I've never heard of or seen.
Yeah,
okay.
Boy, Ebert just destroyed it.
He's a little upset.
He doesn't think this is a good idea.
It does look a little morally reprehensible.
Yeah, that's what
kind
he
of a fun
says.
Way.
Also opening today,
which I don't know that that's going to necessarily offend me.
It's an R-rated movie. This is not a kids' movie.
Right.
It's got kids in it, but it's not.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. That's the problem.
That's his point. Yeah.
That you shouldn't have kids in R-rated movies.
Well, yeah, maybe not this one.
Not this
I don't
one,
know.
Kind of.
Yeah, well, but then you can't have The Exorcist and The Omen. You know,
right.
I mean, let him be in the occasional R-rated
film. Listen, if you're a parent and you're taking your kid to a movie that's title is Kick Ass, that's on you, man.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Mm-hmm.
Kids get plenty of stupid movies. How about grown-ups get to go to the movies every once in a while?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sick and damn tired of movies that should be R-rated movies getting watered down. I say, finally, they're making a movie for grown-ups. Does it have kids using foul language? Yes, it does. You know what would have been a better movie with a couple of F-bombs? A little picture called Bugsy Malone. Look into it!
or Little Rascals.
Yes! If Buckwheat would have thrown a couple of C-bombs,
right?
That would have been great.
There you go.
Also opening today is Death at a Funeral. Now, this is a remake of a movie that isn't that
This has
old.
Been freaking me out because I saw there's a big display for it over at...
Was it a British movie?
It was, but it was a British movie about 2 years ago. I mean, really recently.
Right.
And so I've been seeing the previews for this, and I'm like, I'm sure I've seen this before. And Peter Dinklage shows up in it. And
he plays the same character
plays
in
the
both
same
movies.
Character, and so that's why it was really throwing me because I'm like... God, I'm sure I saw him in the movie.
I'm not. Yeah, that's not one of those things where it's like I didn't dream this. Dad.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. I was like, God, maybe I traveled in time a couple years back.
Frank Oz did the original. I'm not sure who directed this one, but I can tell you that a family comes together to mourn, and when that happens, family secrets, sibling rivalry, and a misdirected corpse unleash mayhem.
Yeah, now, the first one's pretty good.
I was going to say the first one. Got pretty good reviews, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It didn't get here. I'm sure it didn't get here. It just kind of opened, did a little art film scene, which is odd for a kind of big slapstick comedy. But I remember Alan Tudyk from Firefly was in it. As he gets like looped up on Quaaludes and spends the whole movie naked because he's just freaking out at the funeral.
It's a weird thing. That happens in this movie, but I think Luke Wilson plays that character.
Okay. All right.
And why Luke Wilson is there, because it's kind of an African-American cast, so that's kind of different.
Yeah.
You've got, all stars here. You got Chris Rock, Tracy Morgan, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, right there. You're set. Danny Glover's in it, I think.
Glover is in it. Here's a clip from Death at a Funeral.
Brian? Who's this? You know, I asked myself the same thing when my dad passed. I said, who is this man?
No, Brian. Who's this in the coffin? Because that's not my father.
Are you sure?
Look at the damn body, man. You got Jackie Chan in there.
We were very scattered today. This type of thing almost never happens.
Almost never happens?
I said that out loud.
It's not Burger King. You can't just mess up my order.
I miss Chris Rock.
Yeah.
At least Chris Rock being funny. You know, his movies are generally not that great.
I think the last thing he did movie-wise, stand-up, he's the funniest comic working.
Yes.
I mean, he kills me in his stand-up. Saturday Night Live, kind of hit or miss. But really, I think the only funny movie thing was, what is it? Is it Coming to America? Or which one is it where he's like, how much for just a little bit of Pepsi in my mouth? Where he's like bargaining.
I don't know.
How about just one French fry?
Ugh.
And he's bargaining. Is it Coming to America?
No, that's Eddie Murphy from 1,000 years ago. I don't know.
What movie is it in, guys?
Down to Earth?
No.
I'm trying to think what
else
he did.
It's way early in his career.
Did he have a bit part in Coming to America?
I don't know. He would have been really young, but not too young. That would have been 88, and he was on Saturday Night Live not long after that. Right?
He just wants, like, how much? I just filled my mouth up with fountain pop. How much would you charge me for that?
I don't know. It's not Dogma. Okay.
No, he was good in Dogma.
He was good in Dogma.
You're right.
Yeah.
Is that all that's opening today?
That's it around here. You said three? Is there another one that's opening but not here?
I guess I'm wrong. Kick Ass and Death at a Funeral.
Well, that could,
in theaters.
That's plenty. Could be a lot worse.
Yeah, sure. I'm okay with that.
It's fine. We've had worse.
Yeah, that sounds like
worse.
A couple movies I'd actually go to.
Yeah, that's like the motif for the year in general, I think, actually. It could be worse. I'm not hating a whole bunch of stuff this year, it's just me.
That's the working title for my autobiography. Dave Lavora. Could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
The Dave Lavora story. Could have been worse.
Or the tombstone.
Yeah, maybe that
could have been worse.
That's my epitaph. Here lies Dave Lavora. It could have been worse.
He could have been worse.
Yeah, he could have been worse. Thanks. 922, 56 degrees. He's Mike Schultz. As always,
thanks.
Mike.
Thanks for having
the time.
Me, guys. Yeah.
It's Dave and Duran. This is Rock 104.9.